Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, December 22nd, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Sony Pictures Networks India announced a merger with Zee Entertainment that will form the second largest entertainment network in India behind Disney Hotstar. Post-merger, the company will have over 75 TV channels, a large collection of film assets, and two streaming platforms. LG announced the 27-inch dual-up monitor with a unique 16:18 aspect ratio. It basically looks like two 16:9 monitors stacked vertically. It offers 2560x2880 resolution, 300 nits of brightness, and supports USB-C power delivery to devices up to 96 watts. No word on pricing or availability. It was a big day for teasing phone releases on Weibo. Xiaomi announced on its official Weibo account that it will launch the Xiaomi 12 series on December 28th. Meanwhile, OnePlus CEO Pete Lau teased on Weibo that the OnePlus 10 Pro will be coming in January, ahead of the company's usual flagship release windows of March or April. And Honor showed an image for its upcoming Magic V foldable, although no word on specs or release date. Amazon, Meta, Pinterest, and Twitter canceled plans to attend CES next month due to the surge in COVID-19 cases globally. AMD and T-Mobile announced they will limit in-person presences at the show. Samsung, Sony, and Alphabet still plan to attend, but said they are monitoring the situation. The Pixel 6 Pro can now support playing GeForce Now streaming video games at 120 frames per second in 1080p. It's the first non-Samsung phone to do so. This is available on the GeForce Now tier that supports up to 1440p streaming on desktop and 4K on the NVIDIA Shield. Browser maker Vivaldi announced a partnership with Polestar to bring its first browser to Android Automotive OS. The browser will come to the Polestar 2 and include tabbed browsing, support for media streaming, an ad blocker, and sync with other Vivaldi browsers. Vivaldi plans to expand support to more cars eventually. DuckDuckGo posted details about its privacy-focused desktop web browser it's developing as a companion to its privacy-focused search engine. CEO Gabriel Weinberg says it will be, yet again, a browser, like Brave and Firefox and Vivaldi, that aims to give you privacy by default. It will have a Fire button, already seen on DuckDuckGo's mobile browser, that erases your browsing history, stored data, and tabs in one click. The U.S. NHTSA opened a formal investigation to determine if Tesla's passenger play could distract drivers and potentially increase the risk of a crash. According to a complaint received by the agency, since December 2020, passenger play-equipped vehicles have enabled gameplay and web browsing on the main display while the vehicle is in motion. India's Information and Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw expects at least a dozen semiconductor manufacturers to set up local production facilities in India in the next 2 to 3 years. The country will begin taking applications for its new incentive program to promote local chip production on January 1st, which will invest up to 760 billion rupees, about 10 billion US dollars, to boost production over the next 6 years. As part of its year-end developer recap, Google announced people using Android apps on Chrome OS grew 50% on the year. Overall, Chrome OS devices grew 92% on the year. The startup Awesome, spelled O-S-O-M, was founded by former employees of Essential last year. Now its CEO Jason Keats confirmed the company is working on a phone called the OV1. This will be a flagship Android phone with a focus on giving users greater control over data privacy. The company plans a full announcement at MWC 2022, shipping in the summer. Last week, Best Buy pulled TCL's Google TV 5 Series and 6 Series models from store shelves, citing performance issues. TCL confirmed it's rolling out a software update to its entire Google TV lineup to provide significant performance improvements. Best Buy resumed sales of the models as a result of the update. In 2015, Google launched OnHub, a $200 smart router and home hub. A year later, it launched Google Wi-Fi that had fewer smart home features, was less expensive, and focused on mesh networking. OnHub routers will stop receiving updates now on December 19, 2022. After that date, the app won't work with it anymore. OnHub users can get a discount on a Nest Wi-Fi router as a replacement. The Google Voice web app now lets you create custom rules for responding to incoming calls from specific contacts. This includes forwarding specific contacts to linked numbers or sending contacts directly to voicemail. And finally, according to Cloudflare's top domains ranking, TikTok.com was the most popular domain from September to December 2021, up from number 7 last year and surpassing Google.com. Instagram.com fell out of the top 10 in late 2021, with fellow meta domain WhatsApp.com climbing into the top 10. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.